Shir HaSazinu has in it a very, very important yesod that is returned to by the Ramban in a number of locations in his Perush. The Pasuk says, Zuchor Yemos Olam, Bino Shnos, door by door, contemplate history. Shal Avichav Yageidcha, Zekenech V'yom Lulach, ask your father, ask your grandparents. And it goes on about a story here. Banchel Elyon Goyim, when Hashem was creating the world, when he was setting the boundaries of the nations. Chelek Hashem Amo, Hashem has a special chelek for him, his nation. Yaakov, Chelel Nachloso. And then Yimtza'ehu Beretz Midbar, feed the Ramban. This is a description of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for Klal Yisrael. For Rashi, it's a description of what Klal Yisrael did. But for the Ramban, Yimtza'ehu Beretz Midbar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of us in the desert. Kinesher Ya'ir Kino, he protected us like an eagle protecting its children. Hashem Badad Yanchenu Ve'ein Imo El Nechar. Hashem put us as alone in our own separate, unique status, and there's no other God with him. Now, it's hard to translate these psukim because there's lots of discussions about what these words mean. I tried to give a rough translation here, but there's a very important yesod in these psukim. The Ramban quotes, what does it mean? Shalavicha zekeinecha. So he quotes from the Ibn Ezra. That doesn't mean to ask your father, literally your father, but it means people who are knowledgeable about the history of our nation, and ask your elders. And what will they tell you? They're going to tell you about the Ibn Ezra says, these psukim are all about the unique relationship that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has with Klal Yisrael and how Klal Yisrael are different from all the other nations. Chelek b'mata, chelek l'mala, v'mispar b'nei Yisrael. And he quotes here, the Ramban quotes from the Ibn Ezra. Tzuras Yaakov is chakuka b'kisei hakavod. And this is a sod gadol. Maila gadola, shalo asachem l'chol goy, only for Klal Yisrael. Now, the Ramban, based on this, continues to interpret the Pesukim. The Ibn Ezra doesn't specifically address this, but he goes back to the beginning of that Pesuk. Pesuk Zayin, Zechor Yemos Olam, Binu Shnos Dor Vador. And the Ramban says this refers to two different time periods. It refers to Yemos Olam, that's a reference to creation, and Shnos Dor Vador is, according to the Ramban, the after Klal Yisrael received the Torah, so the protection that they received in the Midbar. So there's two unique, let's say it like this, the unique relationship that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has with Klal Yisrael manifests itself in two different tkufos, two different time periods. One was at the time of creation, and one was after we got the Torah. The one after we got the Torah was the special protection that we enjoyed in the Midbar and throughout the period of history going into Eretz Yisrael. That was one historical event in the past that we can look back to in order to see the unique relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. And the other is to go back to creation, Zechor Yemos Olam. There's something from all the way back from Sefer Bereishis, which highlights the unique relationship between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what is that? So that's found in these psukim. Bahanchel El Yon Goyim Bafrido Bnei Adam Yatzav Gvulos Amim. The Ramban in Parshas Achremos just makes reference to this pasuk in our Parshan Hazinu, and he says, you can take a look there, Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Chafei, V'ha Inyin, Ki Hashem HaNichbad Bara HaKol V'Sam Koach HaTachton HaBelyonim V'Nosan Al Kol Am V'Am Bartzosam L'Goyeim Kochav U'Mazal Yadua Kasher Noda B'Stagnignus. The Ramban says that every nation has a sar, some type of ministering angel, some type of force. Remember, angels, we've spoken about this in the past, angels do not mean fluttery creatures that are flying around in heaven sprinkling dust on people, magic dust on people. They are kochos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts into the world. And these kochos, these malachim, these sarim, is the word that's used here. These are sarim. Each nation has a sar. And that nation receives its influence, divine influence. It is its hashkacha. It is run through the sar. Unlike Klal Yisrael, though. But by Klal Yisrael, that's Asher Chalak Hashem Elokecha Osam L'chol Ha'amim, as the Pasuk says in Beis Chanan. Because he gave each one of them their own Malach Elyon to take care of them. But Klal Yisrael is unique. Chelek Hashem Amo. This week's Parsha. Klal Yisrael is the unique portion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem doesn't use any intermediaries. With us, his Hashkacha over us is direct. Without any intermediaries, without any Sarim between us. the Ramban explains that this is also the pshat in the pasuk in Ve'aschanu, when Pentisa Einecha Hashemayim Ve'Ra'isas Hashemesh Ve'Sereach Ve'Kochavim. You might see all the celestial bodies called Tzva Hashemayim V'Nidach V'Shtechavisa Lehem V'Avaditom, and you might start worshiping them. Asher Cholak Alukecha Otzam L'Chol Amim, because there are kochos in the world that were given over the shlita, the control over the other nations. Tachas Kol Hashemayim V'Aschem, but for you, Lo Kach Hashem, Hashem took you. He took you out of the Korah Barzel, Lioslo La'am Nachla. So here in this Pasuk, in Ve'eschanon, this is Perek Dalet, Pasuk Yotes, so the Pasuk pits the relationship between Hashem and Klal Yisrael versus the relationship between Hashem and the other nations. And the other nations, Klal Yisrael has no purpose at all, no reason at all to start worshipping Sarim or any other forces in the world because they have nothing to do with Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is mushkach directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They receive their influence, their koach, directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the other nations that receive it through intermediaries. And therefore, you, Klal Yisrael, have no reason to ever seek out intermediaries, or certainly to worship any intermediaries. Rav Chaim David Saperstein, in his Sefer, makes the Ha'ara, based on this, that it makes perfect sense why there's a discussion in halacha about whether shituf is usur for goyim. Shituf means to worship Hashem, but at the same time to also worship intermediaries at the same time. That was the halachic status given by many rishonim to Christianity in halacha. That it doesn't deny God, but it includes within the definition of God other intermediaries that are appropriate to be worshipped at the same time. For a Jew, that's for sure avodah zarah. But there's a discussion if that's considered avodah zarah for a non-Jew. For a Jew to worship Christianity would be avodah zarah, but for a Christian to be Christian, so that's a different question in halacha. That's the discussion called shituf. That's not our issue right now. But it does make a lot of sense that for Klal Yisrael, there's nothing to talk about. That's avodah zarah. Because for us, the sarim, intermediaries, other forces, have nothing to do with us. Hashem deals directly with us. Other nations, there's what to talk about, because they, in Aliba de Emes, they really do receive their hashgacha through intermediaries. Now, most Shitas will still hold that it's avodah zarah, but at least there's a what to talk about because of the way that Hashem set up the world with these sarim. The Ramban uses this now to go back and to explain the last pasuk here in our parsha, not in the whole parsha, but in this section we just read, Hashem badad yanchenu. What does this mean? So, the Ramban explains that what it means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, either Klal Yisrael or HaKadosh Baruch Hu, either Hashem is unique to us, Hashem Badad, and Yankenu is referring to Hashem, that Hashem is alone to us, meaning we have no other intermediaries, or that Klal Yisrael is alone, that they have this unique status. Because as the Ramban writes, Ki Ein, I'm quoting now from Pasuk Yud Beis in our Parsha, the Ramban, V'ha Inyan, in Hashem Badad Yankenu, Ki Ein Li Yisrael, Sar U'Moshe, Mikol B'nei Elokim, Shiani Cheno Yazur, nothing's going to help you, there's no Sarim, there's no other forces. Bilti Hashem Levado. That's the idea. Hashem Badad Yanchenu. Ki hu chelek benachaloso kasher hizkir. The Ramban in Parshas Yisro says this is the idea of the pasuk that says that if we listen to Hashem, v'yisem li segula mikol ha'amim, we will be a segula. The Am Segula, the chosen nation, the unique status. What does that mean? So there the Ramban returns to this concept and he says that what it means is that I won't put any other forces over you. You will have the zchus to be directly, to have a direct relationship with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And this, again, this repeats itself in a number of different locations. By Bilam, when Bilam says, I realize I can't curse Klal Yisrael, what he meant was, according to the Ramban, I have the ability, in general, says Bilam, to be able to tinker with all the different forces in the world and to influence and to impact nations. But Klal Yisrael is not able to be touched by this. They're impervious to these types of forces. And therefore, Bilam says, I have no control over them. I'm able to tinker with forces in the world, but Klal Yisrael is outside of this entire system, this entire ma'arechet. But there's an interesting discussion, when exactly Klal Yisrael got this unique relationship from the Ramban here. It sounds like at creation that's what happened. But when he says creation, he might mean a little bit after actual creation. The Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer says that this took place, this is what Chaim David Saperstein in his Sefer as well makes reference to, in Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, Perek Chaf Dalet. So it says that this really happened by the Dor HaFlaga, after the Migdal Bovel. So Klal Yisrael already began at that time to receive this special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a theme that is found often in the Kuzari. Again, not for our topic right now. The major nafkamina, the major thing that emerges from all of this is how Hashem interacts with us. What we refer to as Hashgacha Pratis or Hashgacha Klalis. Klal Yisrael gets Hashgacha Pratis, direct governance, as opposed to the rest of the nations, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu obviously knows what they're up to, but his Hashgacha with them is dealt with on a more global level, as opposed to on an individual level. The nation needs certain things, but the individual people are not directly influenced by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but rather through the mediary of Sarim, which might manifest itself on a certain level with this, what this term of Hashgacha Klalis. But Klal Yisrael has this unique relationship, and that's what the Gra says is Pshat, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is referred to in a bunch of times in the Torah as Elokei Yisrael, because Hashem is uniquely Elokei Yisrael. He's not the Elokei HaUmos. He is, obviously, in the grander sense, but there's a whole system that's in place for the governance of the other nations. There are Sarim and Malachim and other forces that are there in order for Hashem to interact with the other nations. But for us, he directly relates to, and therefore it's Elokei Yisrael. Just to conclude, the Gra also in Aderes Eliyahu says, gives pshat in the brachas that we make. We say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. So the Gra says that within that bracha there are three elements to how Hashem manifests Himself in the world. One is Hashem Yudkei Vavkei. That's the name that symbolizes everything beyond comprehension. That's the hidden God that we cannot relate to, that we cannot understand. That's Hashem. Elokeinu means our God. And that's the unique relationship that he has with Klal Yisrael, the special Hashkacha that Klal Yisrael has. And then Melech HaOlam is how Hashem runs the rest of the world. So there's an element of Hashem's Hanhaga, which is hidden. That's Hashem, Yudkei Vavkei. Then there's Elokeinu, which is the unique relationship that he has with Klal Yisrael. And then there's Melech HaOlam, which is his Hashkacha Klalus over the rest of Klal Yisrael. So these Pesukim in this week's Parsha are really where the kernel of this Yisod finds its expression in the Torah. Again, the Ramban uses it in many, many locations, but it's really captured here in Pasuk Ches, Ba'anchel Elyon Gayim, Ba'frido Bnei Adam, and then the next Pasuk, Chi Chelek Hashem Amo Yaakov Chevel Nachalasa.